Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are here with Scream 4. Now, as you've noticed, I've been going in order with these Scream movies, and you probably already can see now that I'm starting with the podcast image and not the poster image. Well, I'll show you that here, why, in just a second. But if you, this Scream 4 kind of confused me back in the day, because even the trailers, we were promised a trilogy, so 1, 2, and 3, and then they're like, okay, now let's do a fourth one. So I was like, what? Come on. So it's like, okay, how are they going to do this? It's like, okay, the story is kind of getting tired. It's kind of getting done. What are they really going to do with it? Well, obviously, we know there's been quite a few more since then. But let's just kind of ride it out and see how it goes. If you have not seen this in a long time, or if you've never seen it, I hope this will help you decide if this might be for you. But I want to share with you the original, the poster that I used, and you'll see that it says Panic 04 because I chose a poster that was not originally an English poster to turn the podcast one into, and I kind of played the lettering a little bit on that too. So I just kind of had a little bit of fun with that. But before we get too far into the original review that had been on MovieDeputy.com, I want to touch on the fact, yes, I did give this a guilty rating for obvious reasons, but let's get into the trailer. Of course, that green screen that everybody loves.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Here is my Winsboro Massacre anniversary question. What is your favorite scary movie?
What's your favorite scary movie?
What's your favorite scary movie? I probably get the whole what's your favorite movie question a lot. And for me, my favorite movie of all time is the original Ghostbusters back in 1984. But my favorite scary movie, I don't know if I have one. I'm going to have to give that some thought.
One generation's tragedy is the next one's a joke.
What is your favorite scary movie, man?
I'll show you.
This week marks the anniversary of the infamous Woodsboro murders. Local celebrity victim Sydney Prescott chose to return to her hometown.
Welcome home, Sydney. Watch the preview of coming events.
So obviously with Scream 4, we're seeing a new generation of kids. But how will the other the original generation fit into the mix?
What do you want?
Who is this?
He's trying to do ghost things.
I'm standing in a closet.
Liar. Dewey!
What's going on?
It's not public information.
It's all over the internet.
It is?
There's a killer out there patterning his murders after the original movie.
It's time for someone new to die.
The unexpected is the new cliche, and virgins can die now.
Does that mean that I'm not going to live as long as these two?
Clearly. To be the new version, the killer should be filming the murders.
Down! Get out behind you!
Go ahead if you have the guts!
Not to implicate him. He can't kill Sydney. She's victim royalty.
Not true. Sid's expendable.
Point taken. Guaranteed third act main cast bloodbath.
Fingers crossed on some nudity for a change.
Your last question. Name the remake of the groundbreaking
Halloween, Texas Chainsaw, Dawn of the Dead, The Hills Have Eyes, and Amityville Horror, Christmas, House of Wax, Long Night. It's one of those, right?
None of the above.
I'll be right back.
I know this one, you're not supposed to say that, are you?
You should have seen the look on your face.
And yes, this came out back in 2011. Are you ready for that? Yeah, this has been just a few years ago. Oh, wow. I just realized, just think that was 15 years ago. Wow. Time goes by way too quickly on stuff like that. And so if you're wondering, it's like, yeah, it's the new group of kids. It's the whole new search of It's like, what are they doing? Why are they doing it? And it's this whole documentary thing of trying to find out, like, what was going on and why it was happening. And like I said, it definitely is getting a guilty rating. There's no getting around that at all, just because of what it is on stuff like that. Sorry, I'm having to go over here to my page to pull up the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com here. The original review I put, life has settled down for Sydney. As she puts the pieces of her life back together, she has written a book to share her own story. Gail may have shared the story of what happened, but what Sydney experienced firsthand in her own words deserves to be heard. Out of darkness is Sydney's chance to share what happened. Little does she know that her story isn't quite over yet. Ghostface makes an appearance and is determined to leave his or her mark. The fight for her life has never been more personal as it is here. Will she escape of Ghostface clutches once again, or has her luck finally run out? This fourth story in the Scream series goes a bit off of the traditional storyline, but stays true to the original characters. As the ultimate battle for life or death plays out, the victors and victims may not be who you might expect. There are a few twists along the way that will definitely keep you guessing until the very end. Is this the final scream that Sydney will ever utter? Or will we be surprised again? Going back to my notes, which you can see down below, I always have the section called notes, and that's the notes that I take during the movie, those notes that I refer to that are on my phone a lot. And I had seen this years ago, and then I watched it again when I reviewed it, when I think the screens were coming out in the other, or the newer ones were coming out on that. And so I was just like, okay, what is the point of these movies? It's just, and it's Wes Craven. Why is it silly horror? Why is it the kind of horror that just makes you go, I mean, the whole hand, the face palm, the whole just, oh, come on. The predictability and the unpredictability of it. Because just when you think you have it figured out, and just when you think you know who Ghostface is, as we've seen in the other three Scream movies, it doesn't always play out quite like we think. And this one stays very true to that. Now, as the character that is Hayden Panettiere, I always mispronounce that, as she's listing off all of the sequel to the horror movies, the ones that she leaves out are Stab! And those are the sequels that are so big to the Scream movies. It's the whole thing with the Stab movies. And so that's what he's looking for. And how does this tie into the Stab movies? There's always connections that you don't necessarily realize. And there's these quote-unquote rules to surviving a horror movie. Why can't we just get into the running car? The whole insurance commercial that I love to make fun of that one. It's just so dumb, it's funny. But if you are a fan of the Scream series and you have not seen this yet, definitely watch it as it plays a part in the whole series of the movies. If you are not a fan of the Scream series, I don't know if this one's worth it. If you watch this one by itself without watching the other ones, you're going to be a bit lost because there's a lot of references to the other movies that if you haven't seen them, a lot of this movie is not going to make sense. Now, that being said, it's goofy horror. Those two words should not be in the same sentence unless you're talking about a movie like The Day of the Dead, the stuff where it's just supposed to be corny and stupid. This is supposed to be playing out like a horror movie. I mean, a Wes Craven horror movie, and there's more laughs than there should be for something like this. Now, is that intentional? I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But where does that leave the score? I am scoring Scream 4 at a whopping 4.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. And as a reminder, a 4 means watchable but forgettable, and a 5 is watchable, decent story, significant flaws. So, this one definitely falls into both of those categories, and so that's why the score ended up right where it's at. So, if you haven't done so already and you want to come back for 5, 6, and of course 7, which is the newest one. And then of course I'm going to have the finals, the Strangers one up here for you soon. And then I will be back with a new movie for you this weekend. Now, I am hoping I will be recovered by this weekend. I'm recording this actually like last night, because in the morning to this morning, I am going in for pretty major oral surgery. And so I'm hoping that everything will be enough where I can talk again by this weekend. But if not, that is going to be the reason why. So as always, if you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe and turn on that notification bell. So when these episodes do go live, you get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content, because you don't want to miss a moment of this. Come on. I always promise you I'm going to be me. And I mean, it's too hard to even be myself. Why would I want to be anybody else? But as always, I'll be back soon, guys. Bye.